The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. All shall reap that which they have sown, be it of good or evil. July 8, 2005. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord, concerning those who have ears, yet refuse to hear, who have eyes, yet refuse to see. Only those with hearts left desolate are filled with contempt. For they have not received the love of the truth, nor do they accept me, as I truly am. Rather they hide behind corrupt doctrine and filthy tradition, covering themselves with pretense, in an attempt to shield themselves from my correction. With practiced speech and a lying tongue, they twist the scriptures. Behold, they rend the word of God for the sake of their own pride. For they do not know me, neither do I live in them. Thus they willingly believe the lies, and seek always to uphold the commandments of men, as they slander those sent to them. Therefore thus says the Lord, to those who dwell in the churches of men, and to all their self-appointed leaders. Why do you not receive me? Indeed, you are unable, for you do always push out the hand. Behold, I send to you a mere man, that you might receive of my correction. Yet you say he has a demon. You do always fight against me. Behold, this word is truth, the very will of the Father made known, the word of the Lord, put forth through his prophets once again. Yet you cry false, because you find they run contrary to your preconceived notions and beliefs, as though you and your established doctrine were somehow above reproach. All the while, setting up walls of falsehood, laying down traps of deceit, to bar my way before me, seeking always to fortify your position, lest I expose your masquerade. O people of little faith, you are deceived. You have all been turned aside from the truth. Churches of men, your doctrines are corrupt, your every tradition unclean, born of men and the harlot. She has deceived you, and yet you willingly walk in her ways. Throughout her generations, she has deceived the people. In her lust for power, she has oppressed them, forcing multitudes to embrace the crooked path. She is a harlot, her ways antichrist, and yet you follow her. Behold, by her own power and authority, of which she appointed to herself, she endeavored to change my commandments. Yet you nod your head in agreement. Yes, you obey her teachings, as you forsake my Sabbaths. Upholding many of the same false doctrines and perverse traditions, I hate. Therefore, O churches of men, your discipline shall be severe, and your abasement terrible. And you, O church of harlots, shall be stripped naked and brought to ruin. Behold, you shall be torn in pieces and left utterly desolate, to the astonishment of all people. For I do not change, says the Lord. So then listen closely and give ear, all you who call of yourselves Christian, all you who stone my prophets and slander those sent to you, all you who abuse my word in Scripture and desecrate my Sabbaths. Hear the word of the Lord, and give heed. Be bowed down. For the mouth of the living God has spoken. All you sow, you shall reap. Repent therefore. Again I say, repent, lest you also catch fire, as you watch all your works burn in the day. For my anger is kindled against you, O churches of men, and my wrath grows in its fury, against all who lead my people astray. Therefore call upon my name, in sincerity and in truth. Beloved ones, embrace me as I am, and not as you would have me be. Obey my teaching, and turn away from the commandments of men. For I alone am the way and the truth, the life, without end, says the Lord, Yahushua.